It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Lil Nas X seemingly comes out as gay last night, the last day of Pride Month. He tweeted about his new song, Closure, with a message some of y'all already know, some of y'all don't care, and some of y'all not gonna F with me no more. But before this month ends, I just want y'all to listen closely to Closure.
I want and I need to let go, use my time to be free. It's like it's always what you like. It's always what you like. Why it's always what you like.
Those lyrics could mean anything, but he did tweet that his EP cover has a rainbow building on it, and he thought that was a dead giveaway for fans.
So he is saying, hey guys, I'm gay. Or that's what we're assuming?
We're assuming that. He's not really come out and, like, specifically said those words.
Be direct, people. I don't like this mystery you surround yourself in.
Melissa McCarthy has begun negotiations to play Ursula in the live-action remake of The Little Mermaid. Some people are not happy with McCarthy being selected for the role, and many posted on Twitter they would love to see Lizzo get the role instead. Lizzo is now apparently campaigning for the job. She posted a video of herself in full makeup and costume as Ursula singing Poor Unfortunate Souls.
Come on, you poor unfortunate soul. Go ahead. Make your choice. I'm a very busy woman and I haven't got all day. It won't cost much. Just your voice. You poor unfortunate soul.
Wow, that sounds really good.
It does. I would love to see Lizzo play Ursula. That would be awesome.
I'm trying to think who else could actually play, you know, Ursula in a movie. I don't know.
I think it's either her or Queen Latifah in my book.
I think they both would do really well.
This Disney actress got real about being molested during an interview. Former Disney star Bella Thorne talked about getting molested from ages 6 to 14.
Oh my gosh.
It is what it is. Like, it's like anything in my life. I mean, if you read the book, you'll be like, transitioning from Disney to this was easy. I don't know. Getting molested from your 6 to your 14 seems like way harder circumstances, or being physically abused all the time seems like a much more difficult situation than have paparazzi following you since you were 12. I don't know.
Wow, that is just insane.
It's rough. I can't even imagine. Scooter Braun bought Taylor Swift's old record label, Big Machine Records, for $300 million, acquiring her entire back catalog. Braun now owns all 6 of Taylor's albums. Taylor posted a letter on Tumblr stating, "When I left my masters in Scott Borchetta's hands, I made peace with the fact that eventually he would sell them. Never in my worst nightmares did I imagine the buyer would be Scooter. Anytime Scott Borchetta has heard the word Scooter Braun escape my lips, it was when I was either crying or trying not to. He knew what he was doing. They both did." Taylor signed the letter sad and grossed out. Honestly, Taylor's just speaking her mind. She's kind of getting fried for it, but I side with Taylor on this.
Yeah,
I stand with Taylor.
I don't blame her. I wouldn't want him owning my... I mean, obviously, she wants to own her masters, and the whole fact of she tried to do that, and then, like, well, if you do this, all like one record we get to keep, the next one you keep.
Yes, it's insane. And you know what? It's not like she didn't write all the songs herself. Like,
yeah,
she wrote all of her songs. Like, that's crazy to me.
I still think she'll do just fine, but that does suck.
Yeah. Well, coming up next hour, we'll hear what Justin Bieber has to say about the whole deal.
For more garbage, go to joeandalexshow.com.